It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
There you go. And look at that, Volbeat. And that is now something you can get excited about because, as you've heard all week long right here in the Big Red Radio, is that they're going to be here for U-Fest on April 4th at a very cool location. We're doing it at Big Surf. And, yes, we're draining the water. You will not be standing in Indian urine the entire time.
I saw people commenting online because you gave the alt station
Well, I made sure I told Larry, and he even said, no, there's no water. Before I even get to the thing, like, we can't have water there, or I'm out. But a Big Surf thing, because when he first told me, I thought of the way I saw shows at Big Surf, which was over in the corner. But I flew over the alt station. Holy simoleons, just loads of people. And there wasn't a ton of people, but enough to make you go, nope, standing in still water.
Stew.
Yeah, no thanks. So, yeah, no, it's drained. Don't you worry about that.
Especially people drinking.
Yeah, oh, good God. And then no reason to go to the bathroom and stand in lines? Like, why would you? I wouldn't. I wouldn't be in the water. B, if I magically got in it and
spot.
I had to pee, I'm like, I'm peeing. I'm not swimming back out here to get my spot.
That's
back.
Worse than a load of kids in there.
Oh, 10 times worse. Drunk Indians and rock fans? They'd be looking at you like laughing, like, you're standing in mine, man. Well, you're standing in mine, bro.
Luckily, we're good there.
Is that you? Yeah. It's warm.
And then somebody emailed me and said, well, with the water drained, isn't it dangerous if you fall? Like, isn't it always? What, are you always in water? It's always dangerous if you fall. The ground. It exists every day in our lives.
The earth is dangerous.
But don't you think that draining that water makes it quite dangerous? Then we'll have to be on terra firma. What are you, a merman? You're always on the ground. Yeah, don't fall. There's some good advice for you. Try to stay upright. Impossible without water. Like, who are you?
Well, they're going to play Pantera songs.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be some banging around, but you knew that. No other concert have you ever been to you've been buoyed by water. It's not happening.
What pit doesn't have a solid surface below
right
your feet?
Underneath, you get to plunge into the nasty pool. No.
Stay upright.
Yeah, just stay up. Or don't get involved in the ruffian stuff.
Flippers up.
Great show, though. Volbeat headlining Clutch, Phil Anselmo and the Illegals doing a Pantera set. Fire from the Gods, who I looked into and kind of like. I got a little action on my phone there with them because I was curious about it. And then the Picture Books, who I've yet to check out at all. But they're going to be there at Big Surf, April 4th. Tickets on sale today at 10 o'clock at 98kupd.com and GA tickets available at Zia Records. But you can hop right on that this morning. We'll get you some more chances for that sucker. As time permits, before we get to the Brady Report, Leland has fired off what our coma superpowers would be based on us. Thank you, Jeremy. Right now. Eric has special breath. He can sort of control. If inhaled immediately, a person gets 0.12 drunk status. Codename, the Intoxicator. Brady can eat anything and regurgitate it in almost its perfect condition. Anything he ingests for more than 12 hours is destroyed. Codename, Gastro. Toledo can put anyone to sleep with a glance or a simple whisper, codename Dozer. John can control sound waves, literally making him sound like anyone and anything he wants. Also, able to control the volume of any sound, can make a city full of white noise or make it so loud that your eardrums explode. Codename Acoustian. Leland's hired as a writer, too. I got my staff in place.
It's a lot of riders.
While they sleep. Yeah, you got to have a lot of riders. This is a very complicated show. You're going to need a team. We'll get together. Probably 13 riders, I would assume, is about right. You get an arc together, beginning, middle, right back from the end. I like what we've got going on here. In the meantime, Brady's going to try to spark some new TV shows for the Shame Network as our first original program gets going. And it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, and the big game home invasion is coming your way. Brady's going to be part of it. But if you want to go to 98kupd.com and check that out, well, gosh darn it all, you could win yourself a whole bunch of wings, a whole bunch of drinks, non-alcoholic drinks, and a gigantic television just in time for what they're calling the big game.
Not this weekend's
game. No.
They're not big enough.
These games are large games. Not the big game. It's so big you can't mention it. But yeah, Hooters is going to get you the opportunity. Brady's going to pile over there with all the stuff. Deliver
Drop
that
off
TV.
The goods.
The 65-inch television. You're going to get that stuffed on your wall and watch the game on that thing. So when you win, it'll be probably the middle of the week of the Super Bowl, start planning your Super Bowl party, get your squares together, and get all your friends going because you're going to watch it with a whole bunch of free food and drinks. Hooters girls will show up. Brady, dressed as a Hooters girl, will show up. The home invasion. It's at 98kupd.com. Click on that. Find out all you need to find out while we put this thing together. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi. A
couple of Friday morning fun facts. Redheaded people need about 20% more anesthesia than people with other colors of hair.
I'm starting to get to the point where adding the word people after redhead is debatable. They're going extinct. They've got all sorts of weird like things inside their body that act differently than people. They're a different thing.
The gene mutation for red hair also affects the body's pain tolerance.
Yeah, they're completely different. When they cut them open, they can tell if something had red hair. If you find a body fossilized and you didn't know, they can tell if it had red hair based on like all sorts of little, it was a redhead. Because they don't do stuff right. And anesthesia, if you're a redhead, you have to get like a bunch more. You're not human. You're a subspecies. We've been saying it for a long time, but now it's, you've adapted well. I'll give that, Gingers. But we need to start calling them something else. Because there's human beings. There's like chimpanzees. And then somewhere in between is redheads. And it's not fair to call them human.
Mattel passed on making Star Wars toys in the late 70s because they didn't want to pay the massive $750,000 licensing fee.
Was it Kenner that got it?
I'm not sure the company who got it.
It was Kenner.
Yeah, Kenner had Star Wars toys.
Like Eric said, that there's a show, The Movies That Made Us, Toys That Made Us is a good show on Netflix as well.
Watch those.
So Mattel had their designers come up with ideas for their own line of action figures. They created He-Man.
Oh. Based off of the fact that they
passing
didn't do
Star Wars.
So completely unrelated, but they decided to go with it. Oh.
Had them both.
That's interesting. They had the idea for He-Man, or the idea was out.
The idea, when they passed on Star Wars, they're like, let's do our own deal.
So they came up with the idea for He-Man and then created,
from that.
Based on a pass.
Yep.
Interesting. I wonder if they regret that. Answer, yes.
This is a little follow-up to the Japanese billionaire who was looking for a girlfriend to take to space.
Oh, yeah.
Yusaku Maezawa. He had over 20,000 applications to choose from.
Wow.
So is he looking to bang in space? Is that what he's trying to do here?
Well, if you don't put out on a space date, there will not be a second date.
If there's any indication of his picture right now.
It's hard to get away, isn't it?
There's rockets are involved.
He's a billionaire. How bad is his game?
You can't jump out of the car.
No. No, you got to get her. What Eric's saying is he's going to rape that lady out of the atmosphere. Oh, come on. You'll just hear that the whole flight. Come on.
It's a hell of an opportunity. Nobody gets to bang in space.
I take you to space. Not today. Next date. Next date.
What do you do for the second date?
Oh, a floating BJ?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
BJ's in space!
That'd be pretty awesome.
Oh. Oh. And on the porn thing, it would be all blurred out, but you know what's going on. Because Japanese people's genitals are pixelated. I've learned that from the internet.
I've got some science news.
All right. I just gave some, I think.
Hello, I'm Professor Brady Bowman, and this is your science news. Researchers in New England created the first ever living robots. They use stem cells from frogs to make tiny programmable life forms. It's never before existed on Earth. The deal with these is they could eventually lead to even smaller nanobots.
Go inside and clean diseases up.
Swim around your body, deliver drugs to specific locations like tumors.
They've got it? I've read about nanobots in the dream. They made them out of
frogs?
They
created the bots, so now let's try to go smaller.
How big are the bots they've made?
Not sure.
You read about nanobots and you recognize that if they do this, and they had the thing I was reading.
It could be some time out, but.
But they said the nanobot, this speeds it up. They said the nanobot possibility for drug delivery is within the next 15 years. So basically it would go in a syringe and the nanobot would know exactly where to go. They inject it in and they can do that right now with some of that stem cell stuff.
Yeah.
Is they've got that machine. They had it. I went to that place up north and they've got a machine that isn't perfect yet, but it basically can read your body and how it's supposed to be and put red, yellow, green in places of, like when it's red, and then they just program the stem cells to go to the red, and it will just, because whatever stem cell touches, it becomes and replicates, kind of, so it becomes its own thing. So it grabs onto the red thing because it's programmed to do it and can recreate bone, can, like, arthritis would be a thing of the past and all that. And they said that nanobots can make us possibilities of living 300 years. I don't want this.
Scientists at the University of Michigan are working on a pill that could eventually replace working out. They figured out that a naturally occurring protein called sestrin mimics the effects of exercise in mice. So far, it's working.
Little buff mice.
We'll start going to some bigger animals.
So we're going to be prettier? And we can eat all the Crisco
we want.
Well,
basically, you pop the pill instead of going having
right.
to work out.
And you wash it down with a little ranch dressing. That's my point. We'd look good, but our habits would still be awful. Well, maybe that'll be the answer to the nanobots, is that our behavior will be so screwed up, but we'll look great. We'll fool ourselves into early graves and then balance out that whole population thing for people who want to live 300 years versus the people who just want to look good for 45. What would you rather live a long time or look good for 50 years? But it eats your insides out and you just drop dead, but you look great. 50 years of being handsome is a mother effer. Or 300 years of being what you are now. No offense.
A slow fade.
300 years. Oh, my God.
I know. That's what nanobots are supposedly like. You wouldn't have any debilitating issues. The nanobots go in and fix everything. With stem cells.
Yeah, but
with
it depends stem cells, on how they say that. Much the, you know, then the, yeah, it slows down the aging process. So you'd have longer than 50 years of looking good.
No. That's the trade-off, Brady.
I know, but I'm saying.
But you're assuming you look good now. I'm saying this figure carry around today lives for 300 years versus taking a pill that makes you look like you're in insane shape and a very handsome man.
These are subtle shots, Brady.
No, they're not. They're very, very, very pointed and out loud. Nothing subtle about it, Eric. Shots indeed, yes, but subtleties, please. My forte. Would you rather going around looking like Wilford Brimley for 300 years or be a George Clooney workout? You know, you could be Jason Momoa.
I'm going with Wilford Brimley.
You'd go 300 years as Wilford Brimley rather than 50 as Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Because I have Liberty Mutual.
All right. You don't need that. You're living to 300.
And diabetes.
Yeah. I know. You're going to have.
Yeah, what are you protecting yourself from? You already know you're going to live 300 years.
You got 300 years.
God, how many years do you have to work?
You still buy insurance?
Oh, man.
Here you go. Here's your gift. A 300-year ticket. Can't die for 300.
I better get some insurance.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You're going to live to 300. I've got a 200-year policy.
You would trade in?
No!
Momoa for Brimley.
No, I'm going Aquaman.
Yeah, of course. And you only live for 50 years, but that's it.
Yeah,
but you can still eat all the ranch and drink. No, you're just dead.
That's a tough choice because you get to see a lot of stuff in 300 years.
Yeah, 300 years you get to see a ton, but you got to see the mirror too. And ugh, Jesus, imagine that. Brimley staring back at you for three centuries.
You can see a lot of stuff in 50 years.
You sure can.
Yeah.
Namely, women that would never talk to you as Brimley.
Yeah, you better bang a lot.
Yeah, you got to use it.
What if you don't got game? You should. Oh, you got that body.
Curse. Yeah. You'd have game automatically.
You think so?
Yeah.
You just jump on.
Yeah, you can get past it. I've met plenty of dumb, good-looking dudes that still manage it because ladies like it just as much as we do. When it looks great. Momoa doesn't have to try. He just happens to have a nice personality, too. He's kind of fun, so he's winning. But the fact of the matter is, Brady's got to work a lot harder as this than he does as Momoa. I'd take the Momoa, too. I don't want to look like this anymore. This is horrible.
You might be able to watch TV on your contact lenses. A company in California called Mojo Vision just unveiled a working prototype.
Fantastic. Watching people walk off cliffs will be the highlight of that. As they think they're watching reruns of The Office, wandering right into the ocean.
And that's your science news! Wow.
Toledo, would you be Momoa or you?
Me.
Dumb again. All right, how about this?
Just to be contrary.
Here's the pill. You get to stay Brady,
yeah.
Live to 300 years. You know, all that stuff. But you still have all the medical issues and things. You got to pill up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just feel sick all the time. Or you're Momoa. However, you have Toledo's personality.
Oh, Brady.
Brady all the way. Give me 300 years. How about 300 years of just high blood pressure and dieting? Guaranteed. And you still can't drop the weight. But you have you don't have Toledo's personality.
What does the high blood pressure matter at that point? If you're
it does. You're
going to
live, but it just constantly makes you sick, and you got to regulate it, and you got to watch what you eat because it just because otherwise you're just every day sucks.
When you say personality, do you mean like I'm going to drive to Montana once a year?
By personality, it is confusing.
Like all that stuff too.
It is kind of an oxymoron to say Toledo's personality, yeah. But you know what I mean by you can't really have those two words next to each other and not have people go that doesn't make sense. It's kind of like...
I still have my brain to know not to drive all the way to Montana?
All right, I'll give you this. You have your brain, but it's like the movie Get Out. It's in the sunken place. Toledo's decisions still happen, and you are still inside there going, oh, no, and you can't control the body.
Crap.
But you know it's there. You're in the sunken place inside Toledo, and you look like you, or you're Momoa, and you live for 20 years.
20
adult years as
Holy
Momoa.
Crap.
That's it. You start as a Momoa at age 16. We can play like Malkovich. We are high as a kite today.
4 years of glory?
No, you 16. Yeah, okay. You're 16 years old. You're Momoa. You're just injected into a Momoa body.
And you go basically to 36.
And you 36. You just drop dead.
I'll take that, Bob.
Rather than the 300 years, seeing the earth change and all the advancements of humanity, because you don't want to be Toledo that badly.
Oh, man.
And you're right. Tell him what he's won. Toledo, would you trade in who you are to be anything else?
Yes.
There's a pill for that.
It's working on mice right now.
That's right. Would you eat all the? Oh, and you have to eat mice. That's it. Every day to stay Momoa, you have to eat a mouse or be Toledo. Give me the mouse farm. Eat mice like a snake.
Does that include pinkies?
Oh, all of them. Okay. All the mice you can eat. But that's all you can. How about that? As Momoa, the only thing you can eat for those 20 years is mice.
That's a tough run.
Oh. Yeah, Brady loves food.
But 300 years,
sacrifice.
300 years of being high blood pressure Brimley that's got to keep an eye on what he eats because it makes him feel bad. But it's not mice. It's whatever you want. It's just you have to tolerate a lot of downtime. That's a tough battle.
Yeah. I think I'm leaning towards Brimley.
You go Brimley and the food rather than...
Food experiences.
A diet of mice and looking like Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I still think I eat the mice. Anything to get out of this shell.
Last year, for the first time since 1901, Conversation Hearts were not on sale for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Because Necco, company that made them, went out of business. There's new owners.
At least it didn't happen.
New owners, so they're coming back. Spangler Candy Company. The answer is they are coming back, but a lot of them will be blank. Not everyone will have writing on them.
You know listener Tom Oakley, Brady?
Yeah.
Giant Ginger?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that the anesthesia fact is absolutely true. I was wide awake during my wisdom tooth extraction. Call us mutants.
I never heard that. Gingers have a problem with that.
Zero like mathematical whatever for an anesthesiologist. They just have to go until they figure it out.
They know they have to go a little bit heavier.
Well, I talked to an anesthesiologist, red hair, because he asked me, because you're bald, and they're like, you're not a redhead, obviously. I'm like, no. And he was joking. But he said, yeah, we have to monitor that a lot heavier because we don't know how to knock them out the way we do a normal person by weight and stuff. So like me being 198 pounds and then somebody else being 198 pounds but are ginger, it's a totally different opportunity for – normally it's just weight and whatever. And but the anesthesiologist has to keep a double eye on it. Isn't that crazy?
What about Brady, who's borderline ginger?
What are you? You probably can't get
They gave me about a gallon when I had the last surgery.
You got a milk jug of it?
Yeah.
You think it's a gallon of anesthesia? I like your doctor.
Yeah.
He's in a farm with X's, like three X's on every jug.
They know the best way to administer.
Don't touch that. That's the moonshine. Over here's where I keep the anesthesia.
Talk about the sunken place, man.
Yeah, you're no kidding.
Done.
Would you rather be Momoa or Brady? Eric.
Momoa.
Yeah, you go Momoa, right? Yeah. Again, you get to be tall and
oh my god,
man!
I've been dreaming of that.
That alone, seeing thousands of feet.
You know who I'd be as the perfect human form is that Dwight Howard.
That dude, what?
He's a human action figure. If you look at him, he is a human.
That's
action
too
figure.
Tall, man.
No, there's no such thing.
Are you kidding me?
That's said from a non-haver.
Right. That's too tall.
Maybe. For you, it's
you
too
have
tall.
To
for
go, me, like, it's, get for me, special it's, jeans.
No,
and
it's
you
not.
Have to,
it's the exact same.
Have you seen Shaq get in a car?
It's awesome.
It's not awesome. It's awesome. He looks
no, it's great.
Crumpled up like a piece of paper.
Your dream to be my height is my dream to be Dwight Howard's height. It's the same thing.
Just different scales.
Yeah, you can't go that high. Yeah, I agree. You can't jump all the way to Dwight Howard. That is too tall for you. That's like adding three U's.
You'd have to get a new house because you don't have vaulted ceilings.
So? I'm not. Jesus, he doesn't know what 7 feet feels like. Very few houses with less than 7 foot ceilings. Very few. Even non-vaulted.
Not in Shire.
But I'm just saying you're too.
That guy doesn't fit in home.
No, I know you'll fit in there. I'm just saying it'll feel cramped because it's. Yeah,
it'll be fine.
You need huge vaulted ceilings
eight
when you're
feet.
That tall.
So 8 foot ceilings are fine. I got a couple 9 footers and an 8 foot.
Yeah, you feel cramped.
Nah,
it won't
fine.
Work.
I do feel cramped a little bit sometimes there.
See?
Yeah. But you get over it real fast, realizing I'll never hit my head.
The other trend that's happening for Valentine's Day.
I'd rather
Day.
Have that than look up at like something that needs caulk, or perhaps you're at a friend's house and you see the top shelf and you ask for help.
I got it done. I don't know what you're
you climbed on my counters like a cat.
So it got done, didn't it?
This is a house for tall people.
You don't have step stools like at my house.
House for people. You have step stools for top counters?
Well, you know, they were for Kalen. But I use them.
But he uses them
on occasion.
That's 100% hilarious. That's an unflawed
Kalen,
funny.
Kalen, where's your little bunny step stool? Yeah.
Daddy needs to get to the top. Mommy hid the Jamesons again.
Hide Christmas presents for Kalen. Let me grab her little pink step stool.
Get this
done.
Fantastic. Brady, do you have a step stool at home?
Yeah.
Do you really? For tall cabinets?
For changing the AC filter,
well,
10 foot ceilings.
That's the roof.
That stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I have.
Ceilings.
A three stepper.
You have a step stool to change the vents
for
the ceiling?
Yeah.
Listen, dickheads. You know, we're getting stuff done. We're trying to be efficient.
Yeah.
If we need a little help, put the star on the tree, you know, stuff like that.
You're right. In fact, because you do need that, that's your new nickname, Lil Help. Hey, look, it's Eric Lil Help O'Connell.
I'm sure you need help with stuff periodically.
Yeah, stuff real low to the ground where it's like, when Gulliver has to lumber down and grab something on the ground. I hit my head on the roof again. Oh no.
So some people aren't taking their Christmas trees down quite yet.
Hillbillies, yeah.
They're going to decorate them as Valentine's tree.
Before. I got a friend whose wife's starting
keep it longer.
She had her Christmas tree up and decorated it for Halloween. And then, like, had Thanksgiving stuff. Now it's become the festive tree that won't go away because she loves decorating.
And I still see some lights on the outside of.
There's one on the flyover when I take the 51 to the 202 in the morning. And there's one in I think it's a bad neighborhood. It looks awful down there as I fly over it from the on ramp. And I look down, and there's one guy who's just got his flashing lights still going all night long.
I've got some smuggler's news.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Brady Bogan. These are stories of people getting caught with contraband and getting busted. We call it the Smuggler's News.
Getting caught and busted.
First, you can get caught.
Right, I know, but you almost said caught twice. You caught yourself.
The first is a married couple from Athens, Georgia. They got busted sending meth using USPS.
Oops.
Enough to get them 34 years in prison.
That's a lot.
Wherever where they sent it, they're planning on, I guess, going there and distributing it.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely a ton of meth for 34 years. I guess, yeah, when you start mailing it, too, it changes into a new
split
crime.
Split between the two, basically 16 years.
Still. That's a lot.
TSA had a record number of guns basically confiscated in airports. You ready for this average? A dozen guns a day. 4,432 firearms.
Across the nation?
In 2019. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You gotta figure all the people traveling and stuff. You get 10 to 12 people a day forgetting they've got a weapon.
I forgot I got my gun in my pocket.
They said that, too, that they're like, I remember this before when they're like, this many guns went through TSA, and the common excuse was, I forgot. But when you're going through the airport, don't you think, oh, do I normally carry a gun? Do I have it on me now?
I get paranoid about mouthwash. I mean, come on.
I lose my mind over my metal wallet.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to take this from me because it's weird?
My machete clears every time.
Somebody's worried there's a carbon monoxide leak in the studio this morning. I think they may be onto something. Between the TV show we created and Brady being Wilford Brimley or Jason Momoa, there's definitely some hallucinating going on.
It's gotten a little weird.
That's your Smuggler's News!
Yeah. I mean, it's all from... Eric, you weren't here when we did Brady's palsy penis. But
oh, my God.
That went on for quite a while.
Brady doesn't understand how vasectomies work, Eric.
Yeah, we're not sure.
But he had one. No, he didn't.
Never mind.
He bailed out.
Yeah, he was gonna.
Because he thinks John is.
He thought I was shooting some mustard.
Yeah.
Don't you just? Isn't it just a condiment thing now?
Wait a minute. You were shooting mustard.
We're not sure what you thought.
Yeah.
We knew that you knew the
There's
sperm
no
was out.
There's no tadpoles in your stuff.
Just call it. Be an adult for God's sakes. It's sperm.
Which I thought. Well.
You thought you were blowing dust?
Yeah.
No. Said something about white
they
worms.
They would just leak out.
But your face.
But the interpretation of the joke.
Right, white worms.
I thought the white worms, I thought he was referring to all the sperm in there.
Very
the tadpoles.
Took a second.
Okay. But he's not. He's talking about
but the worms.
The gray thing of.
To make it look like you're coating something with white worms. But
so
your face led
started.
Me to believe, but you had a vasectomy when you said it. And I'm like, wait a second. Yeah, stuff still
well,
happened.
Well, Toledo asked you the question. Are you at a zero count? And that's when I said, are you?
Yeah.
And then that's where I assume so. Saying that you're not shooting anything.
I could go to Safeway with another cup and see where I'm at. You guys can too if you're interested. Just pay Sonora Labs to walk into Safeway with you.
Still so odd that that's in Safeway.
It's right in the middle of it. 32nd Street and Camelback. Man. One of the nicer Safeways too. You'd think that would make every woman uncomfortable. Dude wandering in with a cup of that. Doesn't. Nobody even notices. You walk into a lab. With a handful of your own yummy.
Travelers on the Mexico City subway system.
Scrape it right off your stomach.
Are backed up.
Do the test. Sorry.
If you're riding the subway in Mexico City, you have problems because the escalators keep breaking down. Authorities say the main reason why?
Drug traffic.
Pee. People keep peeing on the escalators. Wow. It rusts the gears. They lock up.
More reasons to not go to Mexico.
Hell, those ones in Vegas are always broken, too.
I don't need anything in Mexico ever. I don't even need to know. Like, if you're ever in Mexico, I stop listening. I'm never going there unless I'm abducted. And, of course, that would be how you get
How you
there.
Got there. Yeah. John, I, for one, love Eric's new nickname, Little Help.
Little
that
Help is
hilarious.
Cute.
I, for one, do not need a ladder to hang a ceiling fan on a standard ceiling.
How tall is
I'm
this guy?
I'm that tall.
Man.
While he needs a
Bragger.
Stool to get into the liquor cabinet.
It's pretty impressive. Oh, yeah. I actually watched him struggle with the math when I said the liquor's up there. Stared at it.
And then he walked away. He showed me where I was and walked away.
Of course I did.
Of course he did.
Wanted to watch the fireworks. Little Help! Oh, I forgot. Hey, Little Help. He's shouting it out like he lost his basketball. Little Help!
I got it.
Yeah, because I put my hands in that little weave thing
do.
And gave you a boost.
You didn't give me no boost.
I had to give you a boost.
I crawled my ass up on the counter.
I gave you a boost to get on the counter. The counters
no,
were.
Didn't.
We had 43-inch counters. They weren't standard. They weren't standard.
It's a running start?
Yeah.
No. You didn't give me.
Here you go, buddy.
I got up on the.
Climb up in my little
trust
hands.
Trust me. I've done this my whole life.
And he put his delicate little. He put his delicate little foot.
In case you're wondering, I've done this my whole life.
And I said, your whole foot fits in my hand. Don't twist my ankle. Now, pitch me in the air. Little help.
This kid decided to prank his dad by gluing stuff to the ceiling to see how long it would take before his dad notices. He got up to a remote, a shoe, eyeglasses. I forget the, not sure what the fourth item is. Until 4 days into it, dad finally looks up at the ceiling.
What in the world am I looking at?
He glued those items to the ceiling
actually
just to
glued
see
them.
When
oh.
his dad would notice if there's something.
We glued
on
his
the
glasses up there.
Yeah.
That's not fair. Dad evidently can't see things very well. You glue
He's got readers. He's probably got them all over the
place. You glue somebody's glasses to the ceiling, you've automatically taken their ability to notice stuff away. A shoe, a wallet, a remote control, glasses. You're a dick, kid. How old is the boy? Did it say?
Teen.
Yeah, great. You got 10 more years of that because kids don't leave till they're like 27 now.
A Florida man was arrested for masturbating outside a woman's bedroom window, finishing his duty by putting a smearing a heart.
Oh, he made art with it.
Out of an unknown
we
substance,
know what it
according
is.
To the police.
An unconfirmed substance.
Yeah.
We know. Good shot, though.
53-year-old Jose Rodriguez.
53, and he doesn't have the palsy penis like Brady. He's 55. He's got a shooter.
We'll end it with a real quick radio video. This is for St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
Maybe you've seen this, but there are a litter of 8 puppies born. One of them was green.
A green puppy?
Yeah.
That's a flaw.
The vet clinic said the pup's fur was most likely stained green by something called meconium. It's in the birth sac.
Ew. I don't like that phrase at all.
It'll go away after a while, but he'll be
that's your
nice
nickname,
Brady.
You got Lil Help in birth sac. Oh, he's super green, all right. That's neon. I wasn't expecting that. He's kind of cute. He doesn't stay green forever?
No. Well, yeah. They're saying that, most of them.
Mm. Dad was black. Away. That's clear. Mom's lily white, but all the puppies are... One's green and the rest of them are black. Wow.
It's the Grinch.
Yeah, it's the color of the Grinch. He's cute. They don't know what color he'll be, but green is not going to last. Like having the blue-eyed puppy.
What if it did?
I'd love it. I think it'd be great.
You take a green dog.
Amazing.
People will think you're coloring it.
Yeah.
All the time.
You'd probably get stuff Constant. Thrown at you.
Bastard.
Have you seen that? Especially with poodles. I've seen
yeah,
like
they'll
purple
dye their hair.
Poodles,
yeah.
Pink poodles.
You dye the hair. My dog has a mohawk, a natural mohawk, Frank does. And it's everything not to dye that. And I tell Megan, no, you're not dyeing his hair. She just bought Gordon. Oh, remember I told you Gordon goes to the farmer's market and stuff?
And shirts.
Yesterday, a box shows up. And I left. I didn't even know. I get a box at least one a day. And then there's a dog.
My friends in San Antonio.
That's pretty great.
They're woodle.
They made it.
They did Calvin and Hobbes for
See, that's funny. Because it's just a one-off. You wash it out, whatever. But don't make it a habit. Like, don't make your dog the dog of many colors just to entertain yourself. But I go in and I see my cool little Gordon, the lead singer of Tame Impala, convinced of it, walks around and Megan puts those stupid shirts on him at the farmer's market. And last Saturday's was number one troublemaker. I look at the counter and I see tiny shirts and I'm like, oh, no.
Let her have
it. Series.
You know what this one says?
I love my mommy.
See, she's got no kids.
No, no.
You won't put a baby in her.
I won't put a baby in her.
This is all she's got.
No, and she's got to stop this. This is too close. We're getting a 94% divorce rate right here because.
I love my mommy.
Makes you look like one of those desperate, frigid women that wants kids. She doesn't, but I told her, I'm like, everybody at the farmer's market's going to think that your ovaries are dried out. Because you're walking this dog around. With a shirt that confirms your feelings of desire to have something love you. I'm burning the shirt.
Maybe she's trying to tell you something.
She can tell me something all day long. If it's kids, adios, amigo. Go have another life with someone else. That's great. Bye, ye. I don't love anything enough to make children with it.
Wow.
Did she get one?
A cheese grater. Pardon?
A shirt for you that just says, I hate kids.
I hate children. I love my mommy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love my mommy so much. Feels like an elephant stick in his big grater.
That's it. Maybe you're jealous. Maybe you want number one daddy.
That's the reason I don't want kids. I want to be number one in the house. I don't want someone else getting all the attention.
I've
told people. I'm too selfish. Too selfish for kids. I don't want to compete for affection. And I want BJ's in the living room. Not from the kids.
Good way to clarify.
Well, there are some people that, you know, they're a little slower. Yellow lights, I call them, but they'll get through.
I love my mommy.
Like, she just makes him a pussy.
That's right, everyone at Farmer's Market.
I'm like, you know, he's just as gay as you've ever made any dog.
Well, I love my mommy, and I'm the number one troublemaker. Eventually, I'm also lead singer of Tame Impala. That's a secret.
It's just the stupidest thing ever. I love my mommy shirt on your dog. Blech. Blech. She wonders why I don't like going to the farmer's market anymore.
You want to go on the trips.
No. We look like that couple that I can't get it up and your ovaries are dust. Just to have to put a shirt on the dog that says, I hate kids. That's fine. I hate my own kids. I hate my own kids. I like other kids. I don't want them. I don't want my own. If I had my own kids, that would be where the hate comes from. Yuck.
What did she say when you brought that up, the point that, oh, that shirt could look like you can't have kids?
No, it doesn't. Ed, you're silly. No, it doesn't.
She just loves that particular dog in a weird way.
I love my mommy.
And she just wishes he could talk, because I make him talk all the time around the house. So I've anthropomorphized.
It's your fault.
It is my fault, because I've given him too many human qualities, and now she can't separate.
Mommy.
Whenever I do that, like he's on the couch and she's standing there and he does the thing, because when she's home, all of a sudden he can't climb stairs.
What is it, son?
He can't climb steps. He can't get down off the couch. When I'm with him, he's like, and he says,
hey, what's up, brother? What are we watching? I'm Perry Mason.
So you've blurred the line so much.
So I have,
sees.
I occasionally have them blurred as well, where I'm like, this is too. I've had a full conversation with him. I've actually been reprimanded by my own dogs in my own.
Well, Dad, if you didn't do that.
Well, you've got a great point, Dutchie. Like, they'll fight me on things. I'm like, this is too meta. The dogs are actually talking me down off a ledge. But he'll pop up on the cats.
What's up, brother? Things going. Lone Ranger's over.
So if Up ever came true, like Doug's with a little voice thing, would you put him on?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, would they be as good as what I'm doing? It might be taking the fourth wall down, and they might be kind of bland.
You wouldn't even have to work. They're going.
I know, but they won't. Maybe my characters are better than what they really are, so I've created a better world with the voices I do. But yeah, Gordon will stand at the edge of the couch and tap dance like,
Mommy!
And I'll do that when she's in the kitchen.
Mommy, I can't get off the couch. I can't. I'll break all of my legs. Please help.
And then she goes, oh, and she runs down. Here you go.
This is your fault. It's completely your fault.
Admit it, but I also have to recognize that once that shirt shows up, I'm like, you're... All right. Somebody has to say what's happening.
You have to stop the voice.
I can't.
That's the only way.
But I do it even when she's not. Maybe I'll do it when she's not home. I'll do it with just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't get the voice.
You believe a dumb mama? She buys into this whole project you got going on here with me as the lead singer of Tame Impala.
I had an argument with Gordon, Frank, Megan, and myself of Gordon trying to convince the other dogs he is the lead singer of Tame Impala.
And he has a beat laboratory nobody knows about. Sorry, guys, can't sleep in the guest casita tonight. I got to go into the beat lab and write some more pop indie rock hits.
She's lost her privileges.
Yeah.
Megan's You're not Tame Impala, Gordon. I am so frank, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And then Megan chimes in.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, does Megan do voices for
no,
the dogs?
She just sits and smiles and goes, that's right, Frank. He is the lead singer.
Oh, you're buying into it, too. This is insanity. He is not Tame Impala. Him so. Here's one of my classic hits. Eventually, people change. Yes, it's true.
He sounds just like the guy from Tame Impala. My voice, at least. But now with the I Love My Mommy shirt, we're overboard.
I have no idea who Tame Impala is.
Tame Impala is amazing. You were out of town when we talked about it.
Oh, okay.
Gordon is Tame Impala. They sing that. Feels like an elephant sticking his great trunk for the hell of it. Who knows? I do. Play elephant for
me. I'm pulling up.
Elephant's there.
I got nothing on
You've
that.
You've heard this.
Well, is this like around the Carpenter's
time? No. It's now. It's very now.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm 2 days ahead of you.
Yeah. Tame Impala's a
pop rock indie sensation, and I believe so. Yeah. You can play from the beginning, jackass.
Sorry.
Yes. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Drive it home. Here we go. Well, it feels like an elephant shaking his big gray trunk for the hell of it.
It's Frank.
No, it's Gordon. Sorry.
It's neither of us. Everybody believe in it.
Sorry, Frank.
I am Tame Impala, Frank.
Frank's asleep. Like Gordon will go over and clean his ears and stuff. And I'm like, look at him.
I'm Tame Impala. I am Tame Impala. You're not. I do.
Subliminal with it.
Someday you'll hear. Someday.
Yeah, it's just for me. But she's buying into it too much.
I love my mommy.
We have one step. It's a step down living room. One step. And Gordon stands at the bottom and acts like he can't do it.
Mommy. Mommy, I need help.
And she comes running when I do that. Oh, he can't do it. Like, that was me. I was saying that. We've blurred it.
Does he have his helmet on?
Yeah. Now I just want to listen to Tame Impala. It's great pool music. Great stuff. That last album they had is Currents. Outstanding. Yes, I'm Changing. That's the one that sounds a lot like Gordo. It's not for radio, but it is for your own personal use. I like it. Great, relaxing, cool.
Pop indie when my boy's singing it. Yeah, yeah. Gotta go to the beat lab.
John, one quick question.
Yeah.
Does Eric run around in those McDonald's Playland things and his midget voice goes, this thing is huge!
Look at the size of it! I could swim in this ball pit for days! Door for little people seems like an average door to me.
They are pretty impressive now.
Yeah. Man, they're massive.
Look at the size of the slide. Eric has to take breaks climbing to the top of the slide. The ladder's too big. Whew. It's quite a hole. It's like the fourth row. That's it. All right, there goes your Brady Report, everyone. It's 98 KUPD.
I love my mommy.
It's out of control now. 98.